This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Feed My People food bank officials say the organization will scale back on its pop-up food pantry events in Eau Claire as they seek to navigate higher demand for their services. The organization operates across 14 counties in western Wisconsin with over 250 community partners. Between the increased demand for food assistance, higher costs, and seasonal changes like the end of the winter utility moratorium, they're looking to more carefully tailor their services to meet the specific needs of each community. In Eau Claire, that means a reduction in pop-up pantry events from one each week to twice each month and plans to fully end the events next year. Officials say they believe the Eau Claire community would benefit more from the organization strictly operating as a food bank, providing support to other local partners, and scaling back their pop-up pantries in Eau Claire will allow them to better maintain that service in other areas with fewer partner organizations. Feed My People food bank officials are also encouraging residents to contribute to their other programs, like an ongoing diaper drive with Royal Credit Union. State Representative Clint Moses has officially announced his intent to seek re-election in November. In his announcement this week, Moses highlighted improving affordability and accessibility of health care in the region, as well as protecting the state's farmland, as his main priorities if re-elected. He's currently serving his third term in the 92nd Assembly District, representing the Menominee area. In the state legislature, he chairs the Assembly Committee on Health, Aging, and Long-Term Care, and is the vice chair of the Assembly Committee on Agriculture. Chippewa Valley residents still have time to contribute to a donation drive organized by Two Men and a Truck Moving Company. During the annual Movers for Moms drive, the company collects items like soap, clothing, diapers, and other essentials at its Prill Ridge Court location. All of the items collected will go to support mothers at the Bolton Refuge House, a local nonprofit organization that assists individuals impacted by domestic violence or sexual assault. Chippewa Valley residents interested in contributing to the drive can still do so through Friday. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says tourism is booming in Wisconsin, and he's taking a tour to show why it matters. His latest stop was the Cable Natural History Museum, where he met with local leaders during National Travel and Tourism Week.
I'm just amazed at the work that local folks are doing to bring people to Wisconsin. Obviously, it's a tourism place, but it's one of these tourism activities that really you're learning at the same time.
According to the state, tourism generated over $25 billion last year and continues to grow. The governor says expanding outdoor recreation has been a key focus since he took office. Drivers across Wisconsin are being warned to stay alert as deer activity increases and crashes spike this time of year. State data shows nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes last year, with some of the highest numbers in counties like Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, and Dane. Officials say deer are especially active in May and can move unpredictably across roads. Drivers are urged to slow down, use headlights at dawn and dusk, and avoid swerving to reduce the risk of serious crashes. Wisconsin continues to hold the record for the top cranberry producer, supplying more than 60% of the U.S. crop. The findings come from the Wisconsin Cranberry Board's annual harvest assessment. Over 250 licensed growers across 19 counties produced 4.8 million barrels of cranberries in 2025. The total for the entire country reached about 7.5 million barrels. This is the 31st consecutive year with Wisconsin as the nation's top producer. The industry generates $1 billion in economic impact each year and supports more than 4,000 jobs statewide. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A new coach for the Bucks.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Milwaukee, where the Bucks introduced Taylor Jenkins as their new head coach. Jenkins asked, do they know if Giannis will be back?
Obviously, we have big, important decisions as a team and organization over the course of the summer. We're going to have great dialogue with all of our players, Giannis included. But that's the belief and trust I have with this group right here. I know the belief and trust that they have in me that we're going to have those appropriate conversations and navigate important decisions for not just now, but the future.
NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on NFL Radio asked, how are Micah Parsons and tight end Tucker Kraft doing coming back from ACL surgery?
Yeah, no, they're doing great. you know, Tuck's been here every day, and he's obviously a little bit ahead of schedule just because his injury happened quite earlier than Micah's did. But Micah's such a he's a little bit of a freak, so I think some of that's taken over, and he's doing really well as well. So certainly expect both those guys back early in the season, and it'll be a big part of what we're doing moving forward.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to the mid to upper 50s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. Could be a little frosty with temperatures dropping into the low to mid 30s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high right around 67. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.